I'll tell you what, you blink and it is already October. How did we get here? Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. So good to spend some time with you. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. Here we are, the first day of October 2017. No joke at all. If you're not too familiar with this program, we are Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, looking ahead here for the next 30 minutes, some good stuff. Let's start things off today with the Franklins, and I Can Sing of Your Love Forever, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. So I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down.
I can sing of your love.
To lift up the beautiful and holy name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. My name is Joey Kroll, and imagine with me for a moment that you are $500,000 in debt. I know that's a horrible thought, but just come with me for a second, okay? And someone comes to you and writes out a check for $500,000 saying this is all for you to cancel your debt. You don't have to do anything but to reach out and take it, and it's yours. So you gladly take the money and pay your debt, and now you are debt-free and totally in the clear. Let me ask you a question. What do you have to boast about? I mean, can you go around bragging that you had the power, that you had the skill, the brains, and the resources to pay your own debt? I mean, can you talk about the favor you did for your benefactor? Taking all that troublesome money off of his hands, does that make any sense? Of course not. What you received was grace. Nothing more, nothing less. You were impoverished. You were in debt. You received riches from another person. And the fact that you are now debt-free is 100% due to your benefactor and 0% due to you. So then who deserves the praise and glory for your salvation, friend? Clearly not us. Clearly not me. Clearly not you. We have received riches from the resources of God. His grace made it possible. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 6:14, "But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Sin and its ways grow old. All of my heart turns to stone. And I'm left with no strength to arise. How you need to be lifted high. Sin and its ways lead to left here with hurt and with shame. So no longer will I leave your side. Jesus, you be lifted high.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Yeah, it's music from Shannon Wexelberg here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Hey, good to fellowship with you. I hope you had a great weekend. I know it's the second half of the weekend. Hopefully it's filled with family and lots of love and some rest, too. That's always nice. And I'll tell you what, some people just have a way with words. Vance Havner said one time, a revival is the church falling in love with Jesus Christ all over again.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify. As we lift up your name, we come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
And this is the day the Lord has made. I pray that you're rejoicing and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. My name is Joey Kroll. Connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had a chance to go down to Atlanta, Georgia, and for a nice little getaway. And I always drive down there. Plus, it's cheaper, too, if you drive rather than fly. But always look forward to that. And obviously, most of the time you have to drive through Nashville, Tennessee, to get down to Atlanta. And so there I was driving just a few miles outside of Nashville, about to get into the town on Interstate 24, going east into the town. And I thought to myself, you know, I wonder how many people took this road filled with dreams and being so hopeful, moving into Nashville with a dream. Just kind of had that thought of how many people took this exact road filled with hope, filled with dreams for making it big in the music business. That's the thought I had as I was driving 24 east into Nashville. And then I look over to my left, and then there's Interstate 24 going west, outside of Nashville. And I thought to myself, I wonder how many people took that road, leaving Nashville, because the dream didn't work out. And friend, I'm not sure which road you are on today. I don't know, going eastwardly, westwardly, I'm not sure. But I just want to remind you today that God has a marvelous plan. He is so faithful, friend, and He is so good. Just trust Him today.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking You as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all.
Love never fails.
Yes, a song taken straight from Scripture, 1 Corinthians 13. In fact, that's Love Never Fails here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll hanging out with you. I pray that you are enjoying the first day of October. Whew, I still can't get over that. Hey, you can always connect with us here at Great News Radio. You can visit our website anytime at greatnewsradio.org. There you'll find lots of stuff. A program schedule, a way you can listen online. There's audio archives of this program and Mark and Friends from the last several years there as well. There's also a way for you to give online. All that and more at greatnewsradio.org. Or you can write to us anytime. We'd love hearing from you. We really do. Our mailing address here is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people. And I pray that you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.